Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the Holy Commutes podcast, the only show in Wiffleball that gives you daily Wiffle content from around the Wiffle world. You can follow us on Twitter at Holy Commutes, that's holy with an E. My name is Sam Skibby, your Friday host this week. Past two Fridays have been Skylar Burt. We thank Skylar for being a part of our April rendition of the Holy Commutes season 11, and also all of our regular hosts Monday through Thursday. And next Friday, to end April, you will have Justin Tompkins. But this week you get me, and I am so happy to be here at Catch 22 Miracle Field in Chesterfield, Missouri for opening night of MOWIF. Two huge leagues, MOWIF and HRL, both had their opening nights on Thursday, today, April 21st. And I am here live at Catch 22 Miracle Field in Chesterfield for MOWIF Season 2 opening night. Now I'm going to have some guests for you. We're going to be talking about the Missouri Wiffleball scene, as well as, you know, HRL getting everything with them started and the big league impact that they have. A lot of cool changes in the MOWIF League for Season 2. I'm going to have some interviews, going to even get the first game. We're going to have a little commentary on the first game as well. The Archers are going to be facing off against the Mambas, and widely known, the Mambas are kind of the preseason favorites for the offensive team of the year. And for pitching, it's going to be all Archers. And it's going to be really exciting to see who they're starting. Jordan Smith, the old standby, seems to be taking the mound for the starting, but they also have the number one overall pick in Rory Rank. We're going to have it all for you, folks. So stay tuned again, and thank you for joining us for this Friday edition of Holy Commutes. And first, ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to be joined by Cam Smith, the reigning Cy Young and the reigning captain of the Champion Bombers. We're here on opening night. Cam, you know, you are vice president of the MOWIF. What's going through your mind right now? Are you getting excited? They're taking the field for warm-ups. I mean, this is happening. Season 2 is upon us.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better now. The nerves are kind of starting to go away a little bit. The last about half hour or so, we've kind of been running around making sure we get everything set up. A lot different than last year, so a lot more work, but I think we're all set up and ready to go, and I think we're going to have a really good product out here tonight.
You know, everybody's looking forward to Season 2. I think all week long it's been just slow going at works for everybody, and today especially. And it looks as if, you know, Jackson Crosley is going to be a little bit late for the Mambas, and then Jordan Smith seemingly going to be on the mound. But are we looking at a rookie starting off the first game in Ryan O'Rear? Have you heard anything from the pipeline?
As of right now, it looks like he might. I know I talked to Cole, and I think they're kind of going to go with a 2-2-2 type of inning situation for each of their pitchers. Since it's a divisional game, they don't want to give anything away. It's kind of the word from Cole, but, you know, I want to hit back on what you said. Today was the slowest day at work. I cannot believe it, but I know I was on Twitter kind of all day at work. Today was a slacking day for work,
sure,
for me. But, you know, I kept seeing HRL's got opening night tonight.
Yep.
I mean, Wiffleball season is in full effect, and I could not be more excited that it's finally here.
Well, we wish you all the best luck to you and the Bombers, and it's going to be a great season of Wiffleball. I mean, this really essentially starts 2022 for us.
It does.
And from here until the end of October, it's going to be all Wiffleball pretty much all the time. So, Cam, good luck this season. Thanks for joining us for Holy Commutes here on this Friday, and we'll see you, you know, coming up soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, all Sam. Right.
And next up, folks, I am joined by Commissioner Josh Rogers. And Josh, thanks for joining us. I know it's really busy. We're getting the first game started here shortly. But talk to us about the excitement level for yourself as commissioner, what you're looking forward to, and some big changes coming up for the MOWIF in Season 2.
Yeah, so the offseason, there was a lot of hard work going into getting new sponsors for us and just a lot of new updates. We're using the Switcher app to help us keep score and just kind of take our live streams just to the next level. And I'm really looking forward to, you know, our expansion. We went from 6 to 8 teams and just all the new rookies into our league and seeing how they can compete with us.
You know, it's a widely anticipated Season 2 across the Wiffle world. Many people loved following the MOWIF in Season 1. In Season 2, I feel like it's only going to get better. So thank you for your hard work. Any predictions for this first game between the Mambas and the Archers?
Jordan's on the mound for Archers. I don't think you can go against that, so I'm going Archers.
Former teammate AD, Josh, thanks for joining us for Holy Commutes on this Friday, and good luck the rest of the season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, our two interviews with Cam Smith and Josh Rogers. You know, MOWIF is just the start for Missouri Wiffleball here. The NWA will be starting very soon as well. One of the great unknown, so to speak, relatively unknown Wiffleball leagues around the country, but definitely give them a follow on their Instagram. One follow they should definitely have a great field in their own right, and they host the NWA end of summer tournament as well that a few of us attended. And then the SWBL will be back in action on Memorial Day weekend for season 20. So a lot of great things happening here in Missouri for the wiffle ball scene. You know, one other thing is starting today, we talked about earlier, is the HRL opening night as well. So MoWiff and HRL starting at the same time. And as I'm talking, Jackson Crosley makes an appearance, and it could be Jackson on the mound. We will see Jackson or Ryan, who knows. But HRL also giving their start. If you didn't hear Wednesday's Holy Commutes with the Steffes brothers, they talked about everything there is to know about the opening preview matchups for HRL. It's going to be really exciting to see how that plays out on this Thursday evening. You're listening on Friday, though, so you will know all the matchups. The Mambas have taken the field. We are going to actually live stream, you know, from my voice here, this game. Ryan O'Rear seems to be taking a mound, a rookie, and the first rookie that will be taking the mound in season two. A lot of expectations for this Ryan O'Rear guy. Played in the Jackson Wiffle Ball League in Missouri before it folded, and I believe was their commissioner as well, joining the MoWiff League, and he will get the first batter of the day. There's a banner in front of me. I'll see the batter when he walks up to the plate. We'll just do the first inning or so for you folks, talk about it in between. Once again, thanks for joining us for the MoWiff League here on Holy Commutes on your Friday. First up will be Captain Jordan Smith. If you want to go on and listen to all the full games from MoWiff, you can find it on their YouTube. First pitch from Ryan O'Rear, and it is a ball inside. We hope to see in this first inning, at least this first half inning, two balls there. If a walk happens in the MoWiff this year, it's a big change. Hits the zone for the first strike. If you get a walk, then you get a competitive lob pitch. Has to be 55 miles an hour or under, which is going to be really interesting for this league with the big barrels. 55 is what they use in the SWBL, so we're going to see what happens here in MoWiff. Nice cut from Jordan Smith. Evening it up at 2-2. Ryan O'Rear again on the mound. A little drop ball there. Misses low. 3-2. We could see our first walk here. It would be great to get it out of the way. And it's full count, folks. This could happen right away. Jordan Smith, you know, would like to be the first one for this to happen to him on the offensive side. And inside it is. Here comes the first ever competitive lob pitch on the first batter. Will this make the games last a long time? Who knows? It's just a one-pitch strike, pretty much. Competitive lob pitch is grounded and an out to Cole Layton, and that's how MoWiff Season 2 gets started. Rory Rank, the number one overall pick. You know, I kind of wanted to see him on the mound for this Holy Commutes broadcast here. Oh, and a nice pitch from Ryan O'Rear. A little two-seam action on that one here. Tries to get it again, 1-1. You know, all of our Holy Commutes so far have been amazing listens. Go out and listen to those as Rory Rank smokes one almost over the fence, but Cole Layton with a one-handed grab over the fence. Rory Rank really wanted that one. And Brian Kenny, an ex-dinger from last year, joining the new look Archer squad. Love these jerseys by the Archers. They are the same ones from the HRL Dong Show used to have with their old White Sox jerseys. Brand new jerseys this year for most teams. The two teams that will not have jerseys tonight will be the Pilots and the Mojo. Didn't come in the mail yet, as all the other teams have their jerseys ready to go. Our nerve-wracking first inning for Captain Cole Layton and rookie Ryan O'Rear. Definitely going to that one pitch. For those of you that have been around the scene in this, oh, and a knuckleball gets him, and that'll do it. After the walk to Brian Kenny, he gets a knuckleball looking one pitch out, and that's when it works well for you. Two times we saw the competitive lob pitch, and both times it works for Ryan O'Rear. On the mound, indeed, it will be Jordan Smith. Jordan Smith went to the United Wiffle Ball Tournament and competed with the MoWiff Miracle. Did a great job pitching for them and hitting. Came out really hitting. Fielding a little struggles, you know, that was one of his go-to things, and he plays in the MoWiff, was definitely a top five arm for MoWiff in season one. New edition of the Pocket Radar, the display edition, where you're going to see some high numbers from some of these guys. Jordan Smith, probably higher than most. Two hardest throwers so far that we've seen from season one, Cam Smith and Jordan Smith, both with the same last name. After this inning, we'll talk a little bit, and then we'll get out of here for your Holy Commutes. And we thank you for joining us again for season two of the MoWiff League here in Missouri. A lot of incredible wiffle ball happening this week. Like we said, the HRL opening night is tonight also. And this weekend is the Mid-Atlantic Wiffle Ball opening tournament. Going to be exciting who takes that one down. 16 teams will be competing out in York, Pennsylvania. Juggernauts coming off of a fantastic season. And they will be looked to repeating in not only Mid-Atlantic, but you got to believe United Wiffle as well. Cole Layton will be the first batter against Jordan Smith. Ball one from Jordan. A lot of nerves. People are going to have to settle in on the mound. Brian Kenny taking his customary position down the line. Jordan Smith, a smart draft to draft Brian Kenny, obviously knowing that him and Rory can establish a nice 1-2 punch on the mound. And getting a former National Wiffle Fielder of the Year in Brian Kenny helps down the line at third. And there's the first pitch, smoke show. Cole Layton swings right through it. Gotta love these Archers jerseys. Remind a little bit of the MoWiff Miracle jerseys that you might have seen from United Wiffle or at Hometown Cup. Another pitch, Cole Layton gets around on that one. Hitter's really seeing the ball well so far. Ryan O'Rear will be up second on deck for the Mambas. A lot of hype surrounding these two rookies on these teams in Rory Rank and Ryan O'Rear. Both of them in the preseason poll for Rookie of the Year. Rory Rank even found himself in the preseason MVP talks. Just missed there. You know Jordan does not want to give a competitive lob pitch to Cole Layton. Silver Slugger from last year. GoPros are getting hit. Everything seems to be getting hit. And strike three, Jordan Smith gets the first actual strikeout. Ryan O'Rear, I guess, got one on the knuckleball. Brian Kenny looking, but that was on the competitive lob pitch where Cole Layton watches strike three go by. That was the first ever three-strike rule strikeout from MoWiff ever. Ryan O'Rear, sought-after rookie, sees one go right down the pipe. Probably looking to see what Jordan Smith's got. Jordan Smith really looking to build upon his successful last year. Hopefully have a little more success in United Wiffle at MoWiff. Keep that control. Be a little more rested with the new less games in MoWiff. And also 55 innings is the max now instead of the normal 70. Misses upstairs. I'm feeling a bit under the weather today with allergies, and I always said if our team wins tonight, maybe it's going to be talked about as the MoWiff Michael Jordan flu game, but instead the Sam Skibby allergy game. Thanks for listening to me ramble on here. If you're interested in seeing the rest of the game, strike two for Jordan Smith. You can head to the MoWiff YouTube and see the live stream in action. As Josh Rogers alluded to, it's going to be a different live stream this year, multiple camera angles, adding the sponsors up there, using the Switcher app. Let's that one go by, Ryan O'Rear. Full count. Pitches in, and a ball. That'll be another walk. Does he take the walk, or does he take the competitive lob pitch? You got to believe he's going to take the competitive lob pitch, especially early on like this. It pretty much resets as another at-bat. If he walks him again on the competitive lob pitch, swings through a foul ball, you get another chance. Nice little slider. Hopefully they're checking their radar, making sure it's 55. If it goes over 55, it is a ball. Walks him again, it's going to be a double. So he gets actually on second base. So as a pitcher, you really almost have to pitch just as well from 55 as you do unlimited. Pitches in. another competitive lob pitch. It'll be a ground ball. Nice, easy out again for the Archers. And that'll do it. 1-2-3. 1-2, excuse me, as Parker Bunch comes up. My fault, folks. Jackson Crosley normally would be hitting in the two hole for this Mamba squad, but they put him at the end of the lineup. Jackson Crosley, a member of the SWBL Cardinals in the NWA tournament, and a huge part of the Mamba's success from last year. Definitely one of the top pitchers in the MOWIF League. Very good screwball. And Parker Bunch will take his first at-bat. If we go 1-2-3 here, it'll be the first six batters and six outs. One thing that was said about Tim Dean, I believe, said it as well, your Tuesday host. He said about the MOWIF, you know, it can't be any fun to have these averages that were so low. And both Cam Smith and Josh Rogers said that these new rules are going to hopefully raise batting average. And so far, the competitive lob pitch has seen three outs. And there goes another phone and another camera from the switcher goes out there. If you're watching on YouTube, you probably just saw that too. A lot of great names here in the MOWIF League that are going to make their mark, hopefully, in the future. And a beautiful pitch from Jordan. Parker's swinging right through it, though. These Mambas have a relentless offense, and you can tell they're really seeing this ball well. Mamba Sport in New Jersey's as well. Another strike down the pipe from Jordan Smith. Parker Bunch looks like they had a misspelling on the back of his jersey. It's Parker Bench on there. And strike three. There it goes. Inning one is in the books for MOWIF Season 2. We thank you again for joining us on Holy Commutes for your Friday edition of Holy Commutes. You know, it's going to be about a 20-minute podcast here as Ryan Aguirre comes back onto the mound. We want to give thanks to all of the former hosts this April and the new host, Justin Tompkins, coming up next week for your Friday edition of Holy Commutes. Tried something a little bit different here, doing a kind of a live game for the first inning of Season 2. And we thank you for joining us on this Friday for your Holy Commutes. If you want to see the rest of the game, folks, go to the MOWIF YouTube page where you can find this live stream recorded between the Archers and the Mambas. We'll be back, I'm sure, for more MOWIF talk. You can follow the 3-Up, 3-Down podcast for the MOWIF. They're going to be recapping it every 2 weeks, recapping all the games that have happened. The rest of the slate of schedule has a lot of great games coming out here at Catch 22 Miracle Field in Chesterfield, Missouri. Thank you for joining us again for Holy Commutes, the only show in Wiffle Ball that gives you daily Wiffle content from around the Wiffle world. My name is Sam Skibby, your host for your Friday edition in week 3 of the Holy Commutes podcast. As a foul ball goes off of the rookie's bat. You never like to see that. I'll leave it to you there, folks. Have a great night. Have a great morning. And we'll see you next week for Paul and Tim Cook. Paul Cook's been taking a lot of them, but the Cook brothers will be back for your Monday edition for the final week of Holy Commute Season 11. See you.